We had our ticket team dinner last night. I posted the team dinner photo on my Instagram account. I'm at Junes Miller. Had a great time sitting outside. Can't do that in Dallas right now. Sit outside for dinner.
That's beautiful.
You would melt, but perfect weather here in California, and we had fun with the team dinner last night. It's always a good time.
Did you see the size of the lemon trees that were behind us?
Yes.
And the size of those lemons on the lemon tree?
Had any of them fallen on us during dinner, it might have killed us.
Dome busted by a lemon.
Yeah.
But I asked one of the waitresses as we were leaving, do y'all use those lemons here at the restaurant? She said, no, because we spray them with pesticide.
Huh, okay.
I said, those are like the greatest lemons I've ever seen, and you don't use them?
So it's just for show.
I guess so. And I was just fascinated by those trees, and as Killer was sitting next to me, he said, yeah, well, I said, I wonder if those would grow in Texas. And he goes, I don't know, but I grow cherry tomatoes, and they do really well. And I said, Killer, that has nothing to do with a lemon tree.
That's called
you're talking
job.
About growing things.
I understand the whole concept of gardening. I'm talking about a big-ass lemon tree.
I think Killer just says the first thing that comes to his mind without much reflection.
Yeah. Gordo, you and Bob left a little early from the team dinner and walked back to the hotel. How was that walk?
We did. It was a fantastic walk. I was so happy, you know, because Bob got up to leave. And I'm not doing dessert these days. I'm trying to lay off the dessert. And so I was like, oh, I'm ready to go too. And I said, Bob, will you give me a ride back to the hotel? He goes, well, I'm walking. I'm like, well, can I walk with you? And
nope.
Fortunately, well, there's a 50-50 chance he would have said no, right? And he said, yeah. And we just had the best time. We just walked and talked. And the view was so beautiful. The weather was beautiful. We're walking alongside the beach. Beach cruisers are coming the other way. People on bicycles. You hear the human chatter going out on the beach of people playing out on the beach as the waves are lapping and the sun's going down. It was just fantastic. What was that, a couple miles?
Yeah.
I don't know how far we are from the hotel.
Yeah, it's about a mile and a half. It's a great walk.
It was
walk.
Fantastic. I loved it. Great way to end the evening.
So lots of fun with the ticket team last night here all week covering Cowboys training camp. We got back from summer vacation over the weekend and headed back to work here at Cowboys Camp. And I've got a lot of vacation stories for you. I'm going to focus on my brushes with greatness here because I've been teasing those for a few days now with you guys. I did want to tell one story. We went to northern New Mexico. We were in Santa Fe for most of this vacation. And I just love escaping the Texas heat and getting to the Rocky Mountains. It's kind of what I'd live for. I try to get there every summer, and it's just glorious up there in the summertime. And we had a lot of fun with our daughter. I've got a lot of stories from vacation regarding our daughter. There's one I did want to tell you here. We go to a coffee shop up there. It's kind of our go-to coffee shop. And it's a cross-section of humanity. You see college kids and retirees and hippies and professionals, and it's really interesting people watching. Well, there's this guy sitting on this couch in the lounge area of this coffee shop, and he's wearing a t-shirt, and he's got kind of longish, blondish brown hair, and he's got a little bit of a beard. And we walk in, and our daughter walks up to this guy, points at him, and goes, look, it's Jesus. he looked just like Jesus.
What if she's right, though? Now, some kids can see ghosts.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Maybe she can see saviors.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He just kind of looked at her. But it's so funny that...
He said, blank off, kid, and that's when you knew he wasn't really
right.
Jesus.
He would never say that.
Three-year-olds, four-year-olds, they have no filter.
No.
They will point at people and say things, but I just thought that was the funniest thing. Look, it's Jesus.
Well, as soon as they point, too, it just makes you nervous. They're about to say something.
So in a couple of these Santa Fe coffee shops, we have run into noted actors. You know, New Mexico's got a pretty big film industry. They film a lot of TV shows and movies there. They give Hollywood outfits big tax breaks in New Mexico. Mm. Famously, Alec Baldwin was filming Rust there when he had his incident. Breaking Bad was filmed in New Mexico. So they do a lot of film work there. So you will occasionally see celebrities. When we were there over Christmas, we ran into a couple at this same coffee shop. One, we saw Cassidy Freeman. She plays Amber on The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, okay.
She's Jesse's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw her at this coffee shop. She lives up there. We also saw Zan McLannan. I think I'm pronouncing that right. You'll recognize his face. He's from Reservation Dogs.
Yeah.
You know him. He's been in a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. He was in also in Westworld.
Was he?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't remember him in that. He's in Dark Winds.
Yeah, he's been a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he plays the sheriff in Reservation Dogs. So we saw them over the Christmas break. And then I'm at a local gym up there a couple of weeks ago. Jim? And also from Reservation Dogs, walking in and working out right next to me was this guy, Gary Farmer. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He played the guy, his uncle, somebody in Reservation Dogs, and he had the fever dream and went crazy and went naked. And he's a really funny actor. So I think I think Reservation Dogs is filmed in both New Mexico and Oklahoma. So a lot of the actors are up there.
Did you approach either one?
No, didn't approach any of those three. And I kind of wish I'd approached Amber from Righteous Gemstones because we have the icebreaker. We have our daughter. Mm-hmm. And at one point, our daughter went over and was playing in front of her, and she smiled at our daughter. And that was probably an entry there.
Yeah, that's the way you could pick up on her.
Yeah.
But those aren't the big ones. The two big brushes with greatness both happened a couple of weeks ago. And they both happened at this little restaurant north of Santa Fe in a small town called Tasuki. We go to this restaurant quite a bit. Have never really seen any famous people there. But a couple of weeks back, we go there one evening, and it's really busy. So we put our name on the list, and we had to wait probably 30 minutes for our table. And as we're standing there near the door waiting for our table, this woman walks by me, and I immediately recognized her. Took me a split second to recognize her. George, you have met her before.
Oh.
And then it dawned on me, that's right, she lives here. She lives in Tasuki. And she's kind of a legend up there. And I thought, should I say something to her? And she went over, and she was talking to her friends. And then she walked back towards us, and she looked at me, and she smiled. And forever I will have the knowledge that this actress gave me a smile and possibly a wink. I'm not exactly sure, but maybe also a wink.
And Margaret?
And then she looked at, no, you're kind of in the ballpark, though. Because both of these brushes with greatness, by the way, are older.
And so
our 20-something P1s may not know either of these actors, but our middle-aged and older P1s definitely will. So she comes by us again and smiles and then ends up going to a table with a couple of people. We end up getting sat two tables away from her. We never said anything to her. She was in 1972.
Oh, Lord.
Now, I know this is going back, but in 1972, she was voted the most famous actress in the world.
Famous.
She was nominated for an Academy Award. She won a Golden Globe for her work in Love Story.
What's her name? Allie McGraw.
Allie McGraw.
Yeah, she was really sweet when I met her.
Yeah, you met her at a North Texas function.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is 85 now, and she looks amazing.
Yes.
And she's still very spry, and she was running around that restaurant talking to people. She seems like she's got it all still.
Wait, did you say 85?
She's 85, wow. And I'm telling you, she looks like she's 55. It's incredible, and I really wish I had said something to her.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I guess I saw her, it was like 2014, so she was 74 then and certainly didn't look 74. I can't believe she's 85 now.
Yeah, 86, 1972, actually. She was voted the top female film star in the world, and she's been in a lot of other things, and I was reading more about her history. She was married to Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about Hollywood legends.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. I had wished I had said something to her. Fast forward 10 days later, we're at that same restaurant. My wife and my daughters, we walk in. Daughter needs to TT, so wife takes her to the restroom. So I head to the table.
Pee-pee-wee-wee.
And as I'm going to the table, my eyes lock on a guy who is sitting at the table right next to us.
Gene Hackman.
3 feet away.
That's not possible.
Uh-oh.
Close.
Christopher Reeve.
3 feet away.
That's not possible.
And I immediately, again, recognize him, and I smiled at him because I didn't know what else to do because he's looking at me.
Should have winked at him.
Yeah. And I didn't wink.
Do the head nod to the men's room.
Eyes lock on him. I smile at him. He just stares at me for about 3 seconds and then looks back down at his food and starts eating again. He's sitting there with a younger guy. And I sit down. I'm like, I cannot believe I am 3 feet from this guy. I cannot believe it. I could reach out and touch him. That's how close our tables were to each other.
Is this as big as Ally McGraw?
I think bigger.
Okay. Whoa.
So then my wife comes and sits down with our daughter, and my wife has her back to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy then starts going,
needs the Heimlich.
And my wife looks at me like, oh, my God, this guy's coughing, getting germs all over us. We're going to get sick. And my eyes get really big, and I'm like, you don't know who is coughing right now behind
you. These are sacred germs.
These are sacred germs. It's okay if this guy makes us sick. And finally, I kind of am giving her the eye, and she finally turns around and looks, and then she turns around with her eyes real big like, oh, my God, it is him. He doesn't live there, but he was apparently there with his son sitting at that table, and I don't know exactly what he was doing in town. Do you recognize this?
Wonders, but I think once you quit hearing sir and ma'am, best is soon to follow.
Oh, it's a tad.
The great Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
From San Saba, Texas, who has been in everything over the years. He's won an Oscar. I love that scene from No Country with Old Men. Tommy Lee Jones was right there.
Well, it's good you didn't approach him or try to interact with him.
We did.
Oh, you did?
We did.
Because he's notoriously cantankerous.
Yes. I didn't know this about him, but since we did not approach Ally McGraw, my wife said, I'm going to approach Tommy Lee Jones.
No. Well, now this may be okay. So attractive female approaching him probably will go over a little bit better.
With a 3-year-old.
Right, with a kid.
Yeah, so I thought there's no way I'm approaching him, but I thought she can approach him, and I think we'll be okay. By the way, he won an Oscar for his role in The Fugitive. He was nominated for his role as Clay Shaw in JFK. I thought he was
so great.
I thought he was incredible in Blue Sky with Jessica Lange. He was so good in that movie.
And he's Woodrow Call in Lonesome Dove, which is huge.
No Country for Old Men, as I mentioned. The Men in Black franchise. Mm-hmm. He's just been in everything. He's 78 now. So he gets up to leave, and they kind of go in towards the bathroom. He and his son and my wife and daughter go in there. And they meet up with him. I didn't see this, so I got my wife's report. And she said they went up to him. And she said something like, our daughter just wants to meet you. And he was very nice. He extended his hand to our daughter. And our daughter stiffed him. Wouldn't shake his hand.
I support that. And she doesn't know who he is.
And his son says to you, you're just another old man to her.
Right.
So she doesn't know who you are. You're just another scary old man. And he laughed.
And I wonder if Tommy Lee Jones talked to her like he was already passed it and he's already done. He just got to deliver the line like he usually has to do.
And he was very nice to our daughter, and he was very nice to my wife. And then my wife said, can we take a picture with you? And he said, I'm not allowed to do that.
By my own brain.
Which is his nice way of saying no.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not allowed to do that. So they didn't get the picture, but they did get to meet him, and he was nice. And then later we heard, because he lives in San Antonio, we heard from people in San Antonio, do not approach him.
Yeah.
He does not want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably was best that your wife approached.
Yeah. So... Two
that's
pretty
huge.
Good brushes
pretty
with
good.
Greatness.
Yeah, that's
Ally
pretty
McGraw
awesome.
And Tommy Lee Jones.
Awesome.